There is a battle that every single one of us in this room fight. And it is a battle that cannot be won by any court or judge or legislation or law that is passed or army that may take to a field. It is a battle that we've often seen with mothers and small children. We call it a battle of wills. And each one of us has one. Some of us have seen the movies or maybe even the cartoon strips where you've got the individual and on one shoulder there is, quote, an angel. On the other shoulder there is something that's supposed to look like the devil, and there's this battle going on between them. And the question is, who wins? You know, we're not the only ones that have ever fought that battle. Our Lord fought that battle. He struggled so very much with the battle of His will. The will to do what God wanted, the will to do what was necessary for the salvation of our sin, and yet the will not to go through with it. And I think sometimes we read passages of Scripture, like Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, and we read over them, and I don't think that we truly understand. We see the writer saying that he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. But then if you back up to verse 7, there's something else that's said there that figures in with that. Because there the Hebrew writer says that in the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplication. And this next little bit is very important. With loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his piety. Our Lord, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, cried. And it said it was loud crying. It wasn't just a man just tears running down the cheek with words not coming out, but it was loud crying and tears. And I don't know, when we read that, if we really understand why, or if we stop to consider why that is the case. You see, Jesus knew what was coming. The disciples didn't. Twice he catches them asleep. But Jesus did. And since before time began, he and his Father had never been apart from each other. Even while he was here upon this earth, he still had fellowship with the Father. And he would say, I and the Father are one. That was fixing to change. Because when he went to the cross, as you may remember, one of the things that he cried out from the cross was, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which, as the writer says, translated means, my God, why have you forsaken me? You know why he did it? Why he went to the cross? He did it because it was God's will. You see, there was a battle of wills going on. The fleshly side of him says, I don't want to go through with that. I've never been alone from you, and I don't want to experience not just the pain and the suffering that will come with the cross, but the knowledge that I will not be with you. But there was the other side of him that said, Thy will be done. And he did it for us. We can't begin to understand in our human understanding what happened at the cross. Oh, we can read about the various things that were done to him. The crown of thorns, the slaps on the face, the spitting, the beating, and finally the crucifixion. But folks, that was just on this side. We don't know and understand the torment that occurred on the other side as well. And yet he subjected his will to his Father's will so that you and I might have salvation. He did it for us. He told his disciples before that night ever finished, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. He gave his life for you. Gave his life for me. And even more, he allowed the relationship between him and his Father to be severed because he wanted so badly to be able to reconcile you and I back to his Father. And the only way that could ever happen was through his death, his suffering on the cross. My question to you tonight is, what about the battle of wills that's going on inside of you? Every day we fight a battle of wills. Paul did. You can read Romans 7 and see that. That which I would, I do not. That which I would not do, I find myself doing. And those of us who are Christians are constantly fighting that battle. And if we think we're going to win it just on our sheer will and determination, we are mistaken, because it is a battle of the Spirit. And we cannot fight a battle of the Spirit with fleshly strength. It takes God. And if you're a Christian tonight and you are trying to fight that battle of the wills with soul, sheer will and determination, you're going to lose it, because it is only through God that you're able to continue that faithful walk with Him. But even more, if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian and you think, one of these days I'm going to walk down that aisle because I know I can live the life I need to live, you are mistaken, because you're still trying to do it with a battle of will, and you're not going to win that battle. Satan is. So tonight the question is, and it's a song we sometimes sing, my stubborn will at last has yielded. I would be thine and thine alone. Will you yield your will tonight to the Lord's will? Will you come in humble repentance, saying to our God, I no longer want to live the way that I've lived. I want to be yours. And I want to be yours alone. Your Son, O God, is my Savior. He is my Lord. I believe that, and I'm willing to confess it. And I want to be buried in baptism with Him so that I can die to that old life and I can become a new creation. Is that your desire tonight? Is that your will?